Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's happening in Europe? My goodness, Europe. You got the radical Islamization. The economy is tanking. And it's become a breeding ground for radical Islam. And there has to be a change, but the change starts in Europe. How it's going to start here in America is when God's people respond to God and they turn from their own wicked ways and they say, God, we need a personal touch from you. We need to get in our hearts right, because the problem is not, the problem is us. It's us. It's the church. Mm-hmm. But when we get right with God, everything will turn. But we're looking, we're on the precipice of something that's really bad unless we repent. And the question is, how much longer are we going to continue to look at the horrific things that are happening on the face of this earth and just say, it'll pass, that's part of life, all these mm-hmm. poor excuses that people throw at and that they don't take heed. Listen, you know, part of hearing God's voice is to understand, to have the timings of Issachar, to see the proverbial writing on the wall, if you will. Take a look and see things are happening. The question is, where are you in the midst of all of this? Did you contribute to the fall, or are you one that is standing in the gap resisting Satan's plan for the United States and Europe and around the world? Listen, it can start today. The change can start with you. The change can start when the gospel is being spread all over the world. And let me tell you, there's many Muslims that they just don't know. They just don't know. But when they come to Jesus Christ, when they realize a loving Savior, that the Bible is full of love, not sprinkled in the Quran, but is filled with love. I mean, the book of John, 1 John, I believe the word love is written 35 times in a 5-chapter book. I think it's 5 chapters. There's only a few chapters in the first John mm-hmm. alone. And the book of John is filled with love. Let me tell you something. God loves you, has an amazing plan for your life. And we win the world by one person, each person coming to Jesus Christ. And people want Jesus, they just don't know it yet. I want you to listen to a testimony. I want you to listen to a testimony about a man who grew up Muslim, and he gave his life to the Lord and became a Christian pastor. You got to listen to this story because it's so encouraging. Listen up.
The soldier took a gun and placed it at my forehead and told me that he was going to end my life.
David Nasser was only 9 when the soldiers came to his school in Iran and threatened his life. His parents knew the time had come to flee the ongoing revolution and seek refuge in the U.S.
We came here at the same time that the American hostages were taken in the American embassy in Iran. And so people were watching on TV how the Iranians were burning the American flag and calling America the great Satan. We moved right in at the wrong time from the wrong place. My father was having a hard time just being hired by someone. And I was having a hard time just finding a friend.
David struggled to learn English and dreaded going to school.
Did kids say things to you?
Sure. I mean, every nickname that you can think of, every 7-Eleven joke, every turban joke, you start to really think, I must not be as good.
David's life changed dramatically right before high school.
It was the last day of the summer, and I was sitting in my room, and I was crying, and my dad heard me, and he walked in, and I told him, I said, Dad, nobody likes me, I don't like them, you know, I'm kind of the school loner, and just coming from a different part of the world, it's just really not been easy for me. And my father just, you know, said, okay, well, let's go. My dad took me to the mall, and, you know, the mall is where you go when you want to clone America. And I wanted to be like everyone else. So I mm-hmm. got new clothes, new shoes, new haircut, just everything. And overnight, with this extreme makeover, you know, I went and found acceptance.
So one day you're a geek, and the next day?
Yeah, I tell people I went from geek to chic. You know, I went from Abdul to Julio. I climbed up the social ladder and ended up in the right place in the yearbook and all of these different things. But I was as empty could still be.
Were you raised a Muslim?
I was. We were not the most fundamental devout family. There was a strong sense of faith in our home. I still remember my mother praying, you know, three times a day. And I remember, you know, being taught the Quran.
David still felt disconnected, even with his newfound popularity. When high school ended, his loneliness intensified. He turned to a friend for help.
I was telling him how lonely I was, and he invited me to go to church with him. And I said, man, I don't want to go to church. You know, I hate religion. And he said, no, this isn't the Muslim religion. This is Christianity. I wasn't convinced. And then he named the five prettiest girls from our high school. And he said, they all go to our church. And immediately I was motivated. They became my friend. They you know, they met me right where I was in life. I'm getting a whiff of something that I can't deny. I mean, I'm seeing something that's radiating out of your life that's authentic. When I asked what's different, they always said Jesus Christ. Jesus has changed our lives. He's the Son of God. He's lived the perfect life, and he's died the sinner's death. He wants to live in your life. He wants to come and transform you.
One night after church, David's transformation began.
And I realized that people are always going to let you down. Churches will always let you down, but Jesus himself never will. And that he was the one calling me. And I said, Jesus, you know, I want you to save me. You know, I want you to save me from what? From myself, from religion, from performance, from all these different things. It doesn't mean that struggle goes away. It doesn't mean that persecution goes away. It doesn't mean that doubt goes away. It just means that you begin a new journey as a new you, you know, and that you're not alone.
David's parents put up with what they thought was his religious phase for a while. But when he decided to be baptized, they put their foot down.
That was the night that my parents basically said, okay, well, you're out of the house. But the beauty of it is that, you know, since that moment, you know, one by one, I've seen my entire family come to Jesus Christ.
If you connect with God, there is no way that you will ever be the same.
Evangelist David Nasser now speaks to 500,000 people every year.
We all long for acceptance. We all long for purpose. And we all long to fill this empty hole in our lives with what we think is going to make us not feel empty anymore.
David's new book, A Call to Grace, focuses on an issue he believes we all struggle with, regardless of our nationality.
The greatest obstacle for someone from the Muslim faith when it comes to Christianity is the grace factor. You know, I think they see this idea of you and I finding our salvation and earning the favor of God by the completed works of Jesus as kind of a cop-out. They go, so God just loves you no matter what you've done? It's not that salvation is easy. It's that salvation is impossible when it comes to you being good enough. Because when are you ever good enough? When are you ever righteous enough? When are you ever pure enough? You know, if there's one thing that I know I'm going to be consistent in today, is being inconsistent, you know, in my today. I mean, we all fail every day. We are going to live imperfect lives. And that's why we need a perfect Savior.
That's so powerful, because here you see a young man who's brought, you know, he was a boy when he came to this country. And, you know, kids can be cruel. I'm sure he had an accent. He didn't even learn. He had to learn English. And he tried to do everything that he can to fit in. I want to encourage you. There's so many people, even at your workplace, maybe at your school, they just want a friend. They just want a friend. And there's nothing more cruel than to separate somebody because of their background or their beliefs and to put them aside on the shelf because of what they look like. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not right.
Right.
It's wrong. And he gets assimilated, and then, you know, he's a cool guy. And even all of that, you may be living just to fit in. And let me tell you something. There's young people just trying to fit in, but I've seen some adults do some of the most silliest things just to fit in as well. They just spend more money at it, buying cars and all this other stuff. Listen, he found out that it wasn't even about being liked or having friends. It's about, I'm still empty. I still have this hole in my heart, and I need Jesus Christ. And when he came down to the bottom line, when it came down to giving his life to the Lord and being baptized, even his own family said, it stops here. But it didn't stop him. They threw him out.
Mm-hmm.
But God's love is so compelling that he found the love of God as a former Muslim and gave his life to the Lord and saw every single person in his family come to Jesus Christ. I want to tell you that God loves you no matter what religion that you're serving. It's not about a religion. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. Invite him in your heart today.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.